Hey everybody, it's Lloyd Spence, and guess what? It's that time of year, my favorite time of year, March Madness, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Look, the NBA is also in full swing. College basketball is heating up as the schools make their way to the madness. Listen, the tournament is coming, and so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness contest, as BetOnline is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. Look, BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. And guess what? You can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So go to betonline.ag. BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you.
You are now listening to Believe in the ACC with my husband, Mr. Talkin' Noise, Lloyd Spence, and our brother, Heisman Trophy and Florida State legend, Charlie Ward. And now, Lloyd and Charlie. Go get them, fellas.
And just like that, Kendrick Haskins' ACC and tournament plans go squarely to the bubble.
I don't think they get in.
Oh, Louisville?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like that. It happened that fast. You were headed to somewhere, to Indianapolis, and then maybe nothing now.
You think it's because of the way they lost or just?
Yeah, both. I think it's that they lost and in the way they lost.
They might get the play-in game,
but that was a bad loss. That was a bad loss. Louisville is dominated squarely inside. And I'm not hating on the young man. Is Malik Williams his name?
Yes.
Who's out?
I'm not about to hate on him. But he's not dominant. He's just tall.
Malik Williams? Are you talking about the guy for Duke?
For Duke, yeah. Is it Malik or is it Mark?
No, Malik Williams plays for Louisville.
what am I thinking of his name? Mark Williams. I don't know why I want to call him Malik. He's not dominant. He's just tall. He's really tall.
Louisville doesn't have anybody that's tall.
At least try to be physical. That's my frustration.
My frustration, because they're clearly undersized against Duke and Virginia, but like they don't push the tempo. They just keep walking the ball up the court and letting them set up and trying to play half court offense when you have zero size and you don't shoot the ball well.
Right. So, if you were killing it from three, then I could say, okay, shoot the ball, let's see what happens. But you're not. So
they're the worst 3-point shooting team in the league.
Yeah, Charlie. Are we crazy? Are we just two fans that are missing the point?
You say two fans?
Yeah. Well, two media journalists that are missing the point.
They're, I don't know. It got to a point where Duke took away what they wanted to do. And this is something that I'm trying to get my guys to do as well. They start pounding the ball. They hold it to see. And then they'll start pounding it, and nobody else is moving. They're just standing there watching. And next thing you know, there's like four other guys in the paint or standing there watching.
And rebounding is easy when you don't have to move from your spot.
It is much easier.
Right. It's way easier when you don't have to block anybody out. You don't have to move from your spot. So it looks like Mark Williams has this dominant day going 23 of 19, but I'd say 12, 14 of those rebounds, he didn't have to move. He just had to stand there.
Yeah. It's easy to rebound. It's easy to play defense when the ball stays on one side of the floor.
And that's another thing. Five is going to be three every single time. Yeah. So I just don't understand what Chris Mack – is doing. I don't understand what the design of this offense is supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. Now, Mark Williams played well. He was active. You know, he moved. Yeah. He got second shots.
Yeah, I don't take anything from the kid. He played as well, you know. But
I mean, he did what he's supposed to do. Duke just outplayed him.
When you ever, I was, I guess, blessed to play the five. When I have a taller man on me, I either have to out physical him or I have to move. I have to tire him out.
I see. But you gonna push the man around?
I'm gonna push him around.
You've got girth though. JJ Trainer weighs 150 pounds soaking wet.
You can't just stand there and let the guy just do anything he wants to do.
Well, I mean, he tried. I mean, the man played great energy. He tried. Duke was just better. There's something, you know, I always look, because I'm always looking at body language and all that kind of stuff. Late in the game, I'm going to say late, but from three or four minutes left in the game, this kid, Williamson, drove the ball to the middle and shot a pull-up, shot over Contess.
No, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah.
When he had to his left,
Johnson
kid standing there wide open by himself, he pulls up, he shoots, and he misses.
Yeah.
Did you see David Johnson's reaction?
David Johnson's reaction is his head went down and he walked back. I'm like sitting there watching this, and I'm sitting there looking at my team all over again. When I saw that, I knew they were done. That's what I was referring to on the text.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you start to see that type of reaction to a, I wouldn't say a bad shot, but just missing a guy, that's when you know you don't have trust. You're not. Everybody started to go for their own at the end. Yeah. And they try to bring it back one on one, and that's not going
to
work.
The moment you stop trying to go for the best shot and just putting up a shot, you're going to lose. That to me has always been the way. When we start trying to get a shot instead of the best shot, you're going to lose. You're eventually going to lose because now you're just jacking up shots, the first thing that you see. And but when you do get a good shot, you got to make that shot. Same kid, Williamson. Wide open three. You got all day, son. There's nobody out there on you. Take your time and knock the shot down. He didn't do it. And so it's tough.
And not to keep harping on David Johnson, but it was, I think it was either that ensuing possession or a couple possessions later when Williams got that rebound and that dunk. And like Johnson stood there and just watched that the whole time because it wasn't like it was a putback dunk. He got the rebound, gathered himself, and went back. Yeah,
yeah.
Right after that incident.
Yeah,
it's a strange strategy to me when you got back in the game pushing the tempo. Yeah, even like I said in the group chat, we have a fantastic group chat, by the way. Wish y'all could be in it, but you can't. But it's like I said. If you push the tempo, even if you don't get the shot, even if you don't, you're pushing it because you know this team is coming off a game just last night. So their legs at some point are going to affect this game as it did in the first half. But you didn't do that. You don't keep putting pressure on that interior. You don't keep, you know, maybe if you put the pressure on, you get more wide open looks from the three. But there's no pressure. You're walking the ball up the court. You're standing around on one side. So they can rest. They're good. They're like, shoot, thank you for walking it up court. We were tired.
Yeah, this is a game when Hurt didn't even have the game because Hurt's been, lack of a better term, Hurt U of L in both of those games, and he didn't even have one of those games, and they beat him by, 17 points?
It was a quiet 20. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like he dominated per se. He went 100% from the three-point line, so that's always good. He only shot two shots, but he made them both. But still, it didn't look dominant. So you had chances. But, man, I just don't understand Chris's offense. I've been trying to all season long, and maybe part of that is because of all of the things that have happened. I'm not trying to blame it on COVID, but maybe having not having the practices, not having the real true walk-arounds the next day after a loss or whatever, maybe that stuff finally caught up with them in the last two games. I don't know, but
I think not having Malik hurt him a lot.
Was huge. That was huge. Absolutely. Absolutely. So
you think that's going to come back to play in the for the NCAA tournament, that they may not have – because, you know, a lot of times it's that recency bias. You know, like, what have you done lately?
What have you done for me lately? Yeah.
And if you're, like, on that bubble type deal, if you're not playing well, you may get left
right.
out.
And some team gets hot in one of these other tournaments, one of the lower teams, you know.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think the thing that Louisville has to pray for now is that the tournament chalks out.
Mm-hmm. If they need Duke to lose.
They need Duke to lose the next game. Because if Duke wins, they're probably in. If they win the next game against your Seminoles, which I don't see that happening, but if they were to win, they're in. Now they're a low seed, maybe even a play-in game, but they're in because it's a TV show.
I don't know.
Man, the Blue Bloods are getting in, man.
I think I'll do more than get to the quarterfinals, get through the quarterfinals, get to the semi.
I don't know, man. It's a TV show.
But they are playing well. You know, if they do win tomorrow, they are playing well, which would be three games and three nights. And then they get into the semifinals and play well enough to, you know, say win the game, but they lose it. You know.
So you think they got to get the semifinals?
If they can run off four in a row, they'll definitely. And even if they lose the championship game, they'll put them in just because they're playing well.
Yeah, and that means Louisville's out for sure. Yeah, the only thing that helped Louisville today is that Miami beat Clemson.
Does it help them though? Because what if Miami goes on a run?
Well, that's the only thing. It only helped them a little bit because Clemson is probably out, which buys Louisville an extra day, but just a day. Because if Miami wins.
Because I, even coming into this game, for what I didn't think they were going to beat Duke three times.
You did say that.
And coming in, I was on the fence with them coming into this game as far as being in the tournament. Everybody else is saying, yeah, they are. I was talking to Scotty Davenport over at Bellarmine earlier today. He's like, oh yeah, they'll be fine. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But so again, if you look at the TV show aspect of it, possibly no Duke. For sure it appears Kentucky's gonna be out. It looks that way anyway, barring a miracle.
That's another one. If they go on a run in the SEC tournament.
If they go on a run.
Yep. And they've been playing well lately as well.
Yeah, so it.
Well, they played well in that last game.
There's only so many Blue Bloods you cannot have in, though.
Right, because we were just talking about it around here. It was like, I can't remember any time in my lifetime when all three of the teams we covered, Kentucky, Louisville, and Indiana, all three missed the tournament. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't ever remember that. Ever. And I would imagine, barring a crazy upset tonight, North Carolina's going to beat Notre Dame. But what happens if North Carolina loses? Which is not far-fetched.
It's not. It's really not.
I mean, none of these games are far-fetched.
Yeah. Although Notre Dame had to squeak by last night against Wake Forest. That was a crazy shot at the end. That was a crazy shot at the end. How he made that shot, I don't know.
Which shot are you talking about? The one that got blocked or the one that went in?
The one that went in.
Well, let's go back to the shot that the guy took.
Okay.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I mean, he tried to shoot over a bigger guy with like 5 seconds left. In that situation, you want to, if the shot clock is not a issue, you want to get the last shot. if you're tied. You don't want to leave them any time to do what that guy do what they were able to do. Push the ball up the floor, get a good look at it, and he knocked it down. So that was just bad clock management on the kid's part, going too early. And then just taking a bad shot, you know, on top of the both of those, you know, just the bad clock management. But
yeah, the whole final play was panic mode.
Yeah.
It was full on panic mode. Like, what are we gonna do? And I'm saying it's a tie game. What are we doing? Like, calm down. At minimum, you're going to overtime. Calm down.
Right.
Like, what are we doing right now? That is,
I'm like, get to the basket, spin, do something besides throw up a prayer.
and watching the angle that he was going towards at first, I honestly thought he could have gotten to the basket. I was like, well, why didn't he just keep going? Like, it felt like he stopped. I don't know. I don't know what he was seeing. So I'm not going to.
Maybe he lost track of time.
Didn't realize
he went too early and just kind of panicked and just threw something up.
He panicked for sure. That was a terrible choice. And the other guy just had to bail him out. But even in the block, there was still a little bit more time than what did that shot require. But he shot it. He made it. So you can't, you know, it's a bad shot until it goes in.
Yeah.
So
that's always the case. I'm like, hey, man, if you're going to shoot crazy shots, you better make them.
You better
make them. And then we're going to talk about how crazy it was so you don't do it again thinking, you know, I call that fool's goal.
Yeah,
right.
You shoot crazy shots and you make them, that's fool's goal. You cannot do that consistently and beat, you know, quality teams, you know, shooting crazy shots. But Notre Dame did what they needed to do. They were down pretty much the whole game. Or the part that I saw, they were down.
Yeah, they were.
And they found a way to scratch and claw. They're great three, you know, they shoot the three well, so that's what they hung their hats on. And, you know, they found a way.
And that's all you got to do in March. Find a way.
Yep.
But you got to want it, though. And let's draw a comparison to that in the Louisville game. The desire to not lose was in the Notre Dame game. I did not see that in the Louisville game.
I saw it in Carlete, but
not as a team. Yeah, as an individual, not as a team. Like, you're not with, you know, when you don't want to lose, when you don't want to go home, you're diving, you're running, you're crashing the board, you're going in every play. I didn't see that in Louisville.
No. And also, you know, between the two teams, when you're shooting the basketball and you have guys that can make them, it helps too. Yeah. They hit their threes. Louisville, the threes that they shot, they didn't hit very many of them. So that's very demoralizing. And then you had on top of that, my man, you know, getting the rebounds. They were standing around dribbling and ball movement. And then you had one-on-one play. And if you didn't make that, you're hanging your hat on that one guy making that play. And if you're doing that consistently, it's hard to come back when you're doing that consistently and the team is loading up to, you know, the guys who are dribbling.
I'm showing my age here, but I remember playing the game against a bigger guy like that. And the way we came back in that game was we ran their tongues out. We said we're just going to push the tempo and attack. And, he may pack the paint, and he's going to have to decide because we're going to send two down and dish it off or whatever we got to do. But we're gonna keep attacking and make them run and tire them out. And that's why I was like, I don't understand. But, again, that's neither here nor there. Miami got the win. They outlasted Clemson. Syracuse apparently did not get the memo that they weren't supposed to be in the next round.
Because they're doing that thing that they do that gets that ends up getting them in the tournament.
What I don't understand from ACC teams, Kendrick Haskins and Charlie Ward, is that they're playing a 2-3 zone. It's the same 2-3 zone that they've been playing since the square tire.
You don't have shooters, though. I mean,
if you don't have shooters, and you know, guys who can play the back line, where get the ball to the middle, and throw lobs or get easy baskets.
But make that free throw line jumper.
That though, NC State's supposed to have those two big guys that's supposed to be pretty good.
Hey, all I know is Buddy Boeheim. Put on a show.
Buddy Boeheim's legit. Buddy Boeheim's legit.
All I know is he put on a show. Y'all can say this real about the zone and all that. He put on a show for the folks.
Listen, I mean, the best thing about March Madness is that it's one and done. You either gonna play your best game or you're not. And if you don't, you'll be going home. It's that simple. That's the beauty of the tournament.
Yeah, especially the conference tournaments.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's just for the regular tournament, though.
Yeah,
it's preparing you for the regular tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get one shot of it. One shining moment, you reach for the star.
It's just, you playing back to Luther.
No, I got it, buddy. Don't shade me.
Leave that to Luther.
I got it. I just didn't have it this time, but I have it.
Leave that to Luther.
I mean, nobody can be Luther, but I can hold my
right. Head. That's why you got to leave things to people that's only nobody can be them.
You know what? I'm gonna take a quick break and reset, and then maybe come back and try it again.
No, don't do that.
Because we got some
news. We want to keep people watching.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We got some news coming for the tournament that's quite interesting, and I want to get you guys' opinion on that. So you listen to Believe in the ACC. We'll be right back. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Noise, and I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on with our newest sponsor, eBay. Now, whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verifies the box, logo, stitching, and a dozen of other inspection points. And each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 plus, making it free to sell or flip your collection. You can't beat that. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. That's ebay.com/sneakers today. It's eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. Okay, so we're back. Believe in the ACC. That's Charlie Ward. That's Kendrick Haskins. I'm Lloyd Spence. News broke today. The NCAA said you have to have a minimum of 5 players, which obviously
start the game, sense. Right?
I think if you got 5, you can go with 5. If you have 5 players eligible and healthy, you can go.
Hey, that's all you need to play.
That right? is technically all you need to play. Now, I wonder what kind of success.
if the other team walks the ball up the floor like you will do.
You know what? I think Chris Mack would walk the ball up even in that scenario. that's just weird. But what do y'all think about that? Because in the article that I read on by the Associated Press, they said it will remain in flux until the games tip off. So they're still looking at that as a thought process. They don't even know if you need a coach. You just need right now. You just need 5 healthy players, and you can play.
They're gonna get this thing in. No matter what.
I think that's the message that they're trying to send. If you show up with five healthy players, you can play. Period.
So what if you don't have five? What do you do?
They're gonna call
somebody in.
Yes, because I've heard something about teams are gonna be on standby.
Well, like the last four out.
I guess it's still a shot that Kentucky and Duke can get in.
that has not been determined right now.
How mad would you be if like the 16 seed gets they can't play and they replace them with a Kentucky or a Duke?
Oh, wow. And they absolutely would replace them with Kentucky and Duke. Okay, so they're saying after 6 p.m. on Tuesday, teams that make the field cannot be replaced if they get sick, and their scheduled opponents would simply move on in the bracket. So we will forfeit the game. You lose. You automatically advance.
I think that's the only answer, I guess.
So if I'm devious, would I just send friends from Atlanta to be in certain teams?
All they had to do was go outside in Indiana.
This is going to be a wild tournament.
They better make sure they got their Flubi gone. Their vitamin D. Yeah. Vitamin D. Their ginger. We need to knock out whatever virus comes our way.
Well, you need to lock them in a room and say, sit here and don't move until the day of your tournament.
Hey, that
we'll,
too.
We'll study virtually.
Hey, it was two teams. So, like, next week the districts start here. Tournament start. There's been teams who just sat this week and didn't play. Just so they can make
districts.
Yep. Wow. Mayo hasn't played in almost a month, and they still took this week off.
That's crazy. But that's where we are.
That's where we are right now.
That's where we are. So you will forfeit your game if you don't have five healthy players. All you need to play is five healthy players. Your coach can get sick. The trainers can get sick. The cheerleaders, whoever. It doesn't matter. If you show up with five healthy players, you are playing.
Where we are right now.
I had to do that in a rec game once. It had nothing to do with any diseases. We had guys that didn't show. Playing with five players is a long game.
We had that one. I was playing in a church league. We had five players, no coach, and won by double figures.
Wow. That team was terrible then.
That's normally when you win games.
Yeah.
And you're shorthanded.
And see, we went up immediately by like 15, but man, we were so tired. We didn't have the gas to get to the finish line. We were like, listen, this is a long game. It's a long game. I'm curious to see how these teams are going to deal with this, but that's been dealing with it all year, huh?
I said they've been dealing with it all year.
Yeah, but we've been postponing and rescheduling and restarting, and now it's be healthy or go home.
It feels like a lot of the postponing and stuff kind of slowed down though the last couple weeks. So
yeah.
We haven't had anyone postponed in the tournaments yet, have we?
No.
Other than the Division III girls thing, they postponed theirs, but that was for a whole different reason.
I'm saying like in these conference tournaments.
I haven't seen anybody do it for COVID reasons, no.
They may have. I think they started holding guys out.
Right.
The McCormick kid is not playing at Kansas, and I think another kid as well. Is not playing. So I think they're starting to hold kids out. Right. I don't know why the entire team, is not in that deal. But, I mean.
Do you think there will be.
Say again?
I was going to say, do you guys think there will be, how can I say this? Pure transparency on how guys – I've been in contact tracing. Like if one guy gets sick, will he be the only guy because he was not around anybody else, or will he be the only guy because we're not going to report anybody else?
Or what happens if it's AU DeSumo, the kid from Illinois?
Oof.
He's good.
He is good. I just looked up and they're showing his highlights just now. That kid can ball.
Yeah.
And the other little kid, number five, Cubrello.
I like Illinois. I really like that Illinois team.
Well, since we're here, let's talk about Joe Lunardi and Charlie Cream's bracket as of yesterday. As of last night, they have Gonzaga, Illinois, Baylor, Michigan. You guys got any problem with those?
No.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, those are the top four.
I think that's the four no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Does not matter what happens in any tournament. Those are the four. Illinois has proven themselves.
Well, Gonzaga's already won their tournament.
Right, Gonzaga's already won. So, but I think Illinois, Michigan, and Baylor have proven themselves. I don't think there are four better teams than those four.
I think Ohio State, if they could beat one of them and win the Big Ten championship, I think they have a shot.
I could see them replacing Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
That's what I was thinking.
You think Michigan is weaker than four?
Yeah. The way they ended the season, I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. As of today, and obviously this is clearly going to change, but these are the teams that are from the ACC that are in, according to Joe Lunardi. That's Florida State at a 5 seed, Virginia at a 4, Virginia Tech at a 6, Louisville at a 10, Clemson is at a 7, and North Carolina is the last in.
Well, I don't think Clemson's going to be a 7.
Huh?
No. If Clemson make it, they won't be a 7.
Mm-mm. I think Clemson.
How's he have North Carolina as a last in, but they're a seed higher than Louisville?
I don't know how it's a joke. Well, he was saying Louisville, Clemson, and North Carolina are the last three in.
Okay.
Are the last in from the
ACC. I'm shaky with Louisville and Clemson, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think Carolina's in. I don't know about Louisville and Clemson.
I think having them as the last three in the ACC in is legit, because if North Carolina loses tonight, they're in trouble.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're in trouble. Even though they played reasonably well in the second half of the season, they're in trouble as everybody. Yeah,
North Carolina.
Right. You've been saying it's a TV show all night.
It's a TV show. It absolutely is.
You can't kick them out if they're above water.
Especially if Duke and Kentucky are out, right?
Yeah, but what if Kentucky go ahead and win their they got a chance. I was just watching. I think I forgot who they play tomorrow, but then they got Alabama. You know, and
they Mississippi State at 12 tomorrow.
Did they play yesterday?
No.
Kentucky, they play tonight.
Only one game. Play tomorrow at 12.
They only had two teams play their first round or whatever they call it.
Okay, so Kentucky starts tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. All the other teams play tomorrow.
Right, just out of curiosity, who do they play?
Mississippi State.
Didn't they lose that one early in the season?
No, that was the game when Dante Allen, the kid from Kentucky, he finally got some playing time and went crazy because they didn't have any film on him.
Oh, okay.
He had like 20-something points in that game.
But Kentucky's playing much better, though. So
they played well against South Carolina, but like
they're terrible.
Right. They lost it. They lost at home to Florida
the
week before that. So Kentucky is they're consistent at falling apart in the last 4 minutes. After that last TV timeout at the 4 minute mark, it's amazing. I mean, they lost that Ole Miss in the same fashion. They lost at home to Florida in that same fashion. And every loss this season has been the same.
I was going to say, at least 9 or 10 of those losses have been because they panicked.
Every loss has been that.
So when a team is showing you who they are, why won't we believe them? Louisville has shown us who we are. I believe them now.
I mean, eventually you would think, I don't know.
Listen,
Bill, the thing is with the history of the SEC, though, historically with the SEC, I would give Kentucky a legit chance to run through there and win that tournament.
Bill Parcells says you are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
I think they are who they say, what the record says they are. I think Clemson is if they're in at all, they're an 11. And they're playing on Tuesday.
Them and Louisville, they're playing on Tuesday. I think they're playing in that playing game.
I got to be honest, Louisville fans, y'all might want to go ahead and pack away all your stuff for the winter. I think it's over.
They're not even having the spring football games. You don't even have that.
I think it's over. Just start getting ready for the summer.
Root for the baseball team.
Yeah. I just don't know how you get in. They've looked bad coming down the stretch.
But they hung in there with Virginia. I mean, that loss wasn't too bad. But tonight's loss.
It looked bad at the end, though, Kendrick.
But I mean, they kind of hung with it. I won't hold that one up against them too much. Tonight's loss is the one.
The end of the season, I want Charlie to respond to this because you can respond to this better than even Kendrick and I can. The end of the season starts to be Dancing with the Stars. I'm not only judging you on the win, I'm judging you on how you won. And if you don't look like you know what you're doing, or if you lose badly, then that is bad TV.
No, I agree. I mean, like I said, you know, Reese's advice.
Yeah.
If you're close and you lost or dropped like your last 4 out of 5 and you had a great start, I mean, that plays a part. I'm sure when they're trying to make their decision. You know, who gets in or who you know, seeding, no types of things. So, you know, Louisville could fall into that rut of or that category of they just don't look good right now playing the game. Mm-hmm. And they're, like I said, it's a TV show. They want guys or teams that are going into the tournament hot, that may make a run for it. And if it's close, you know, they're going to give it to those teams as hot. So it's just be interesting to see.
Gut feeling, Charlie, do they get in?
Say again?
Your gut feeling, do they get in?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because the only feather in their cap they have right now is they've beaten 2 of the top 4 seeds in the ACC tournament.
Right.
It'd be Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech.
Kendrick, your gut feeling.
I don't think they get in.
Kendrick,
especially the way they lost. If they'd have lost, if they didn't get beat by 14 points like they did tonight, it'd be different. But the way they lost, I think that's going to hurt them.
Kendrick, this means that you could possibly be sitting home.
I'm sitting home anyway. The company already said we're not going anywhere.
So the company's already shut it down, so it's over.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been home during the NCAA tournament in like 15 years.
How weird is that, bro? Oh, my goodness.
It's strange. It's strange being home right now from the ACC tournament.
Yeah. So. I'll make it a trifecta and say I think it's a wrap. Charlie Cream says it's going to be South Carolina. It's going to be UConn. It's going to be Stanford. It's going to be Texas and A&M on that top 4 lines. With Louisville going to – he has Louisville as the 2 seed at Stanford and NC State as the 2 seed with South Carolina. What are your thoughts? So just hearing that. I'll put it back up there.
That's accurate.
It sounds accurate. I'm just confused how Louisville was a 3 seed the last time it came out and they moved up to a 2 seed after that.
I think it was the way they lost. I think they lost to the top 2 seed.
I think it's more of they shouldn't have been a 3 seed to begin with.
Well, that part too. That was ridiculous having them at 3 seed. They got 3 losses and 2 of them are to the same team. That's a solid 2 seed, probably the top 2 seed. Right. So yeah, no, I think you're right about that. I don't have any issue with any of this here. As far as who gets in, it's Louisville, it's NC State, it's Florida State. Your Seminoles, according to Charlie Cream, are in at as a 9 seed.
Yes.
Shout to Coach Wyckoff.
They played well against Syracuse. They just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah.
One.
And they got Syracuse in.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you just got finished talking about. You know, how they lost. Now, if they lost bad, then possibly they may not have gotten in.
Right.
But since they're competitive, I think they got it. I mean, they have a chance.
Is Georgia Tech a sneaky six?
I don't know.
Or is just the ACC just a weird?
Honestly, to be honest with you, I like Syracuse and Virginia Tech more than I like Georgia Tech.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, I mean, they beat NC State. Of course, NC State's best player wasn't there, but they were right there with Louisville both times they played. They've been right there in games. And so I like that Virginia Tech team. When they got a guard, they won't let them lose.
Notre Dame got the win against Florida State at the end, right?
Who?
Notre Dame did beat Florida State.
At the end, that's not enough to get them in at the end? That ACC loss is that bad? Notre Dame's out?
What's their record? They're not even over 500, are they?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think so.
If they're not, then they're definitely out. But in the women's team, even more so than the men, you got to put together a compelling TV show to make me want to watch.
But Notre Dame's not compelling.
Well, not more.
Right. That's not the Notre Dame.
Be retiring and stuff.
If Muppet was still there, maybe.
If Muppet was still there, they'd get in.
But they wouldn't be in the prop. They wouldn't have the problems they had this year either.
Well, that's true too. I don't have an issue with this list. Maybe North Carolina's too high, maybe. But other than that, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I think it's fine.
They'll find a way to make their mark, I'm sure.
That's a lot of ACC teams though in the women's tournament. That's what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, great. 7, 8, 9.
Half the field's gonna be ACC and SEC teams.
Were they the clearing away better conferences this year?
I can't say. I didn't watch the rest of the conferences.
I watched
a lot of the SEC. The SEC was pretty good.
The SEC was pretty good. So the teams that I saw playing the SEC, they look like they're gonna make some noise in the conference or in the tournament.
Yeah. It's like just looking at Kentucky, I mean, Ryan Howard, in most games, she's going to be the best player on the court most games. And it's just a matter of, are her teammates going to step up? So, the SEC is good.
Because South Carolina's probably going to make it. Well, South Carolina's going to make it. Tennessee, Texas A&M, obviously. Kentucky. Who else?
Ole Miss has a shot.
Ole Miss is probably going to
get Georgia.
In.
Yeah, Georgia's going
to get in for sure. That's a pretty good run. And they're going to get in with good seeding.
Yeah.
Like, I the lowest seed will probably be what? Probably Kentucky,
Maybe Kentucky. They've been ranked all season. So yeah. I don't know.
But Kentucky.
Maybe Ole Miss.
They'll be like a 6, 5 or 6.
Yeah. Ole Miss, maybe.
They might be a 7.
Because I think they came on a little bit late.
Right.
Somehow they swept Kentucky, which is crazy.
Matchups. Yeah, it's matchups. So it's going to be an interesting tournament. We're almost at the end. When we come back, we'll have brackets in hand. We'll do some predictions next week. And talk about who got snubbed. We may expand to believe in ACC out a little bit mentally and say, you know, who got snubbed on a national level, not just ACC snubs, but even on a national level. It's going to be an interesting tournament, and it's going to be interesting because there's no fans, or there are limited fans, and teams got to go try to win this thing on the merit of what kind of team they are.
I'm telling you, there's going to be fans. It ain't going to be full capacity, but there's going to be fans. I live across the bridge from Indiana. I'm telling you.
I want to argue that so bad.
I'm telling you, man. Hey,
I already know it's Indiana. I already know how they
Indiana roll. Boys are in the playoffs right now. I mean, there's lines outside the building getting into these games. I mean, it's to the point that we're probably not going to go to the games, even though we got teams here that can make a state run.
Wow. Oh, for the Kentucky?
Not for the Indiana State Championship.
Indiana State Championship. Who's
Silver Creek, they got a kid. He's committed to Purdue. He's really good. Uh-huh. And they won state the last time there was a state championship. So They won it. Then last year they probably would have won it again, and it got canceled.
Yeah.
So they'll be there, and that's probably around it, but still, like the sectionals and all that stuff that are going on and their playoffs, because I don't understand their playoff system, but I mean, they're packed houses, like there's nothing going on.
Right.
So,
as we speak right now, North Carolina off to a decent start, 11-7. 11-7 over Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is, they're hanging around.
Yeah,
so North Carolina looks like they're interested tonight. So no back cuts and all that kind of carrying on Notre Dame. I'm sure no open shooters. So they look like they're on point. They're paying attention to detail. So it could be a long night.
It'll be a long night. Any predictions on tomorrow's game? Syracuse and Virginia. Who you got?
I'm not gonna put anything past Syracuse at this point.
Right.
I mean, it seems like they're always like you doubt them. Then next thing you know, they make a run for the border, and
they're always just there. You know, they're just there.
It's
looming over everything. They're just
so frustrating. The closest team to 60 wins that game.
The closest thing to 60?
Yeah. I was going to say 50, but I'm probably – it's probably should say 50. It won't go 50, though.
Yeah, I think Virginia gets 60.
If it goes to 60, Virginia win. If it goes to 50.
Because, they have length and shooters.
Right.
To combat that zone. So
yeah. But if Syracuse can keep them under 50 or keep them under 60, then they're going to win. What about Miami, Georgia Tech?
Oh, that's a bad game to watch.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. I'm definitely not watching it. I will be getting a replay on that one.
That's a toss-up.
Miami
right now is playing at a high level, but they only have 6 players.
Right.
Georgia Tech has the best player on the floor.
That's why I picked Georgia Tech. They have the best player on the floor.
That's right.
Yeah, they get the best player on the floor. So.
Now, if Georgia Tech didn't get anything from their guards, I think it's Alvarez and DeVoe.
Right.
Ronnie DeVoe's kid.
Yeah. If they don't get anything from him, of those guys, it could be tough. And as we know, Georgia Tech's kind of been that team.
Yeah.
Kind of up and down. And they play well at home, but on the road, they've kind of struggled a little bit. So I'll be interested to just watch that game because it'll be a toss-up. But Miami's playing at a high level. Only thing is Miami relied on one-on-one play. You know, and as we know, we've heard, one-on-one play – you're going to live and die with that deal. So if that is the case, it's going to hinge on those guys making plays.
Keep me abreast on that with Charlie in the group chat. I won't probably watch that one. I never watched that one.
Hell, that game would be going on during my work hours.
Right.
I don't even know what time the game is.
That's why I said right, because you'll decide. Duke, Florida State, I know you're going with the Seminoles, obviously.
Yes.
That should not be close.
It will be closer. They're playing.
It will be.
Yeah.
Duke's playing well. I mean, it wasn't just Louisville playing bad. I mean, Duke's played well.
Are they playing well?
Yeah.
These last two games.
They had two guys that had 20 and the rest had 9.
That's all they needed.
And by the rest, I mean the other three people starting. No one scored.
That's all they needed tonight. They took people out at the end of the game, too.
I think Duke is doing enough to win.
It's hard to count out Duke in the ACC tournament.
Well,
even if there are no fans there, it's still
that's very true. Now, that part's very true. ACC
tournament. And they have a rhythm now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Florida State, but I don't think it's going to be that close, though. I think the legs finally catch up to them.
I hope not.
They won their first game in a blowout, so they didn't play the whole game. They won tonight by a blowout with a team that's just walking the ball up the floor. So it wasn't like they had to expend too much energy. Yeah, I think Florida State's got the depth, and they are going to push the ball. So I do think Florida State's going to win, but I don't think it's just going to be a pushover game.
Three teams in the final game of the night. It's either going to be Notre Dame and Virginia Tech or North Carolina and Virginia Tech. But who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with North Carolina.
Again, over Notre Dame and over Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Why? I mean, Virginia Tech. I mean, they're okay, but if North Carolina wins tonight,
they got the coach of the year.
I mean, they got the dudes too. I mean, I'm sitting here watching these big cats. You know, ball goes up, they getting rebounds. That's the factor. But you know, with North Carolina, they have these big agile guys.
They do.
They're not like just big tall guys that can't move around,
right?
They actually can play. And so that gives teams fits if they can work that. Now, the other key is if their guards can make shots, then that opens up the inside game. But if their guards can't make shots, then it's going to be tough for them to win. But I like North Carolina.
That's been their key all year is if the guards make shots. If the guards make shots, they can hang with just about anybody, but the guards haven't been consistent all year.
I think North Carolina is a tough matchup in the ACC tournament. I think North Carolina is a tough matchup in the NCAA tournament, especially if you've never seen that before. I think that's a problem. And
good size.
Yeah, I mean, and in the tournament, the two ways you're going to lose, you're going to have bad guard play, or you're not going to have enough size to stop people that do. And North Carolina has a nice combination of both. So I'm agreeing with you, Charlie. And Kendrick, I think Virginia Tech is going to have their hands full.
Yeah.
So so next week we'll do our brackets on Monday. And then Wednesday maybe we'll give out some awards. How about that? ACC awards. We had our football season awards, so now we got to have our basketball season awards.
All right.
So that'll be fun, and then we'll be talking about the Tuesday play-in games as well. Although there's not really a lot to talk about with those.
Might have two ACC teams in.
If we have two ACC tournament teams in, that we may have to talk about. This has been a fun time, man. We made it through this season. I can't believe it. Felt like it was touch and go a lot of the times, but we're about to have a NCAA tournament. I can't believe it'll be a year tomorrow, right? Well, technically, it's a year today.
Year today, I think.
Yeah, because the first group of games got canceled today, but the explosion of cancellations happened tomorrow. So a lot of people count I guess technically it was the Spurs.
Spurs Jazz. It was the Jazz. I don't think it was supposed to be Spurs. No, I know it was the Jazz.
It was Jazz Mavs. I think it was Jazz Mavs.
They canceled the game?
And they canceled the game. That's what kicked all this off.
The game has been canceled. You can go home now.
That's basically what happened. That's basically what happened. I sat right over on my couch and said, what? Cancel the game? What happened?
And we saw no more basketball after that.
It was it. It was it.
I was in Greensboro.
I texted you.
Yeah, because I think I did your show on the way back.
You did my show on the way back. I said, hey, man, what the heck is going on? I was about to go on a flight. What's up?
And it was crazy, man. Because it was crazy. So, like, the Jazz game got canceled the night before.
Right.
And we were on our way to the arena because Louisville was playing the winner of Syracuse. I can't remember who they were playing, but I remember Syracuse won the game.
Yeah.
And like, the whole time we were like, there's no way they're playing this tournament. So then that morning, the morning that they canceled everything, the ACC president came out and was like, oh, yeah, we're still playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I'm at home going, okay, well, are we going to make this weekend trip or not? Like, I'm on the phone with people and trying to figure out what we're doing. And I had already taken the days off work. And I'm watching it in real time. And I see Florida State hit the court. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're good. So – They're gonna try to make this work. And then 5 minutes later, it was like, yeah, no, I mean, that's so much. So everybody go back to the locker room.
So we had gone to breakfast, and I still remember I had this giant breakfast taco. It was a giant shell that was a waffle. And it had eggs and bacon and homemade and house made sausage. I know that Charlie would never eat this thing.
Amazing. So your first COVID meal was amazing, is what you're telling us.
It was fantastic.
See, Charlie, sausage can be fantastic. Just throwing that out there to you, buddy. Yep. You're denying yourself these pleasures. I don't know what's going on.
He has sausage. He has those rolled up stems.
Yeah, it's not the same. Not the same. When you fry that in the morning, if that doesn't waffle up your steps and down the hall into your bedroom the same way meat sausage does. Look at Charlie's face.
I wonder, man. I want to make sure my arteries and all that kind of stuff is working properly, and I can digest the food and, you know, all that. So I'm just saying, man, it's okay.
Touché.
It's okay to be a plant eater.
Well, with that being said, we're gonna take a however many hour breaks it is, and y'all enjoy the rest of your tournaments, and also get ready because March Madness is back. I mean, it's kind of mad. Maybe this isn't March Madness. This is like March frustration.
Like, it's the madness. Once the tournament starts, it's the madness.
You think it's gonna be madness? Okay. I pray that you're right. I pray that
it's gonna be madness because I think there's gonna be a ton of upsets in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, I think so too. I think it's gonna be almost nearly impossible to pick this bracket.
All right. So it's gonna be mad.
There'll
be madness, I tell you. Madness.
Yes, yes. I'll talk to you guys about that offline. All right. Yeah. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Believe in the ACC. We out this piece.
You have been listening to Believe in the ACC with Charlie Ward and Lloyd Spence. You can tune in every Tuesday and Thursday
Haskins
on the Believe Podcast Network, Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere podcasts can be heard. You can also watch Charlie and Lloyd on Facebook, on the Noisemakers page, and on YouTube, on the Noise Media YouTube channel. Please like, subscribe, and follow on all our platforms. and we will keep taking you inside the ACC.